That's the sound of Alex Campbell training hard. She's part of the Wrangell Swim Club, and she's getting ready for something big.
I'm getting ready to swim a marathon
on Saturday.
Even before getting in the water, the team does push-ups and crunches on the deck. Coach Asia Pruce explains.
And from what I've learned over the years is working out is the best thing, and they'll get stronger and faster as they go, so.
During this Saturday's swimathon, these swimmers will be trying to complete as many laps across the pool as possible within the time limit. But this is about more than just swimming around. The kids have been going door to door and making phone calls to collect pledges before the event. Jamie Roberts' daughter Renee is a swimmer in the younger age group. She says so far, her daughter has had good luck getting pledges.
Oh, it's been very positive. A lot of people, you know, are asking her, oh, what's that about? And hopefully we'll get more swimmers from that as more kids find out about it. But yeah, people have been really supportive.
Coach Kimberly Koblenz says the money the participants raise will go toward making the swim club a better experience for all the kids.
And the funds for that are to basically help jumpstart us. We don't have diving blocks. We could use a lot of other equipment too. Also, we'd like to make a trip to Petersburg, give a little fun for the kids. It sounds like it's probably going to be a clinic type setting. So they've got a swim club that's gone for 40 years or more. And it'd be nice to have some feedback and advice both as coaches and for our kids. So hopefully with the money we raise, we'll have enough to do that too.
Swimmer Campbell says she'll be pushing herself hard on Saturday for her team.
How many laps are you hoping to do?
About 110.
Wow. All right. Sounds good. Good luck.
Thanks.
The swimathon will be this Saturday at the pool as part of the 2013 Tent City Days Festival. In Wrangell, trying to stay dry on the pool deck, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.